Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
You're joined by Qadri Ismail, 10-year NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champion with the Ravens. We talk all the time about how the three main teams in the AFC are the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Bills. It's just a matter of in what order. You know you're going to have a marquee matchup with, involving at least two of those three that everybody's going to watch and somebody has to lose.
The Raven fan base has been spoiled. We aren't like the Chicago Bears. We just back and all we think about is the 85 Bears. No.
Oh.
We.
What the hell?
What the hell is that?
We got 2000 team that won a championship. Oh, look, we have 2012 team that won a championship. Oh, man, we got a generational quarterback Lamar Jackson. We're not worried about Jay Cutler and or whether or not Caleb Williams can do something. Hey, did y'all have like somebody else that was there that's now at the Jets? I forgot his name too.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not.
Wow. How about that?
That was mean. Thanks.
You ain't got to cook like that. You ain't got to cook like that, Kaju. You ain't got to do us like that.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Why do I feel like Qadri Ismail just ended up sounding like a Bears caller? That happened. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Happy Friday to you. We got a lot on our show today.
Hello and, there.
And of course, we want to start with the Bears because this Bears-Ravens game, it's not very often, Marshall, that you get to the point in a season this early where you could be part of the reason a team like the Ravens, previously thought to be a Super Bowl contender, gets put away as a team who might get kicked out of the playoffs if they lose this game at 1-5. Then on the other side, you have a Bears team that is trying for a 5-game win streak.
Wait, do that sound effect again for me?
That was my fake, terrible drum roll.
I like it. I like it. I like the idea of everything you just said. 5 games in a row, you say?
Yeah, it's a weird world. And as Qadri Ismail sadly pointed out, yes, the problems of these two teams historically has been a little bit different. And that's been a big part of it as well. I did ask him about the Ravens because he mentioned that heartbreaking loss to begin the year to the Bills. They had a heartbreaking loss last year to begin the year against the Chiefs. And now they are on a heartbreaking clip when you consider how they got to this record. There's a piece of this that I think I mentioned Dennis Allen earlier in our transition. It may just simply, especially with Lamar Jackson, many expect to play, come down to whether or not Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson are good enough to stop the Bears' run defense, which prior to last week didn't look as good. They were able to neutralize Alvin Kamara well against the Saints, but when you consider the combination of Derrick Henry and Lamar against a Bears team that had been soft against the run, more so than they'd like, how much does last week's win against the Saints help them when it comes to being able to put a resume together enough to neutralize the Ravens? I feel like if the Bears stop the run or force Lamar or force Derrick Henry into one of those three turnovers he's already had, he had three straight games to begin the year where he had a fumble in each of those games. You're talking about really the X factor in this game Sunday for me.
So I don't want to say it's as simple as does Lamar play or does Lamar not play, but in a lot of ways, it could be that simple.
Yeah, simple versus easy, right? Simple is knowing who's involved. Easy is trying to figure out how to figure it out.
I think, you know, for a couple of reasons. When you think about Lamar Jackson, you are talking about a multiple-time MVP in that he's done it and has looked MVP level for most of his career.
Precisely.
And you think about the fact that this year, for instance, right, he's got 10 touchdown passes and one interception. He's only turned it over once to the 10. That's the 10-to-1 ratio, that's something that anybody and everybody would sign up for.
Any
right?
quarterback would aspire to that ratio.
And we know that the turnovers come in bunches and whatnot, and you wonder, okay, well, that's cool. Just for comparison's sake, Cooper Rush has played in 4 games. He started 2 of them. Cooper Rush has thrown for this many touchdowns. I'm holding up a goose egg.
Not a literal goose egg, but a zero.
Yes, a zero. He's thrown 4 interceptions. So the chances that the whole turnover thing keeps happening as far as takeaways for the Bears, if Cooper Rush starts versus if Lamar Jackson starts, is like a whole thing. And if it's not the turnovers, then you have to look at, okay, well, Derrick Henry exists. It's quite that simple. Derrick Henry existing is enough to make you say, okay, our run defense will really find out what's good this week.
Well, that's it. And yes, the Ravens and Rams game was not a barn burner. The Ravens lost 17-3. But you can't put that on Derrick Henry. He had 24 carries, 122 yards. That is good for 5.1 yards per carry. But his longest was 12 yards. And I think that's a key to this. You prevent that explosive run. What was always the formula about Derrick Henry early in his career? Once he gets to the second level of the defense, a.k.a. linebackers, he's gone. He's gone. He stiff arms. He overpowers people. At this point in his career, what we're looking to see is not just keep him from that second level of the defense. You don't want Kevin Byard to be the leading tackler in this game or Jaquan Brisker. That's not the goal. Although I know Jaquan Brisker is probably looking forward to trying to tackle Derrick Henry,
right,
knowing Jaquan. The point being, if you can prevent him from getting one of those long runs, like say the 28-yarder he had against Detroit or the 49-yard run he had against Buffalo, and you are a turnover-minded defense, which we've seen the Bears do to the tune of plus 11 now, still leading the league, that I feel like is where this game could be won for them. And the best friend of any quarterback, whether you're Lamar Jackson coming back from injury or you're Cooper Rush, is Derrick Henry in that run game.
I'm going to flip that, though, see, because this is where I disagree with you. You mentioned the 17-3 game. In that game, do you know how many yards Cooper Rush threw for in that game? Cooper Rush was 11 for 19 for 72 yards. And the lack
so
of the threat of the pass.
So he threw for fewer yards than Derrick Henry had rushing yards.
Without Lamar Jackson, the lack of the threat of a pass is why they were able to hold him to no explosive runs. That's a big part of that equation. And with Lamar Jackson by there, the other two games that you mentioned where he went off?
Yeah.
Guess who the quarterback was? Lamar Jackson. So the offense just, that's what I mean.
A gas station.
It's not as simple. It's not as easy. But it becomes a very much easier equation to solve. It's like I could put up a bunch of numbers and symbols on the board if it's Lamar Jackson. But then if it's Cooper Rush, it's like 2 + 2 = 4.
Well, and that's it. That's why, number one, we always talk about how key the backup quarterback spot is in the league. Does that mean you clamor for the backup every single time? No. I have a feeling that in Baltimore, they weren't exactly asking for Cooper Rush anytime Lamar Jackson had a less than fabulous game. But we do talk about the importance of the backup quarterback. Perhaps no better example than last night, by the way, in that Vikings and Chargers game. We'll get to that in 5 on it. In the meantime, I want to point, counterpoint you.
Counterpoint me.
Let's think about what happened in the Bears' 26-14 win over the Saints. If we're going over some key stats, this is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. The segment today brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. As we mentioned, it was the running game that kept Baltimore in that game against the Rams. It was the running game that kept the Bears in the game against the Saints, even though they largely played with the lead. Caleb Williams only threw for 172 yards. He didn't have to because the Bears ran for 222 as a team. Like, that formula still works. Is it the sexiest? No. It works so well that Ben Johnson rolled out the damn I formation to run for a touchdown for 11 yards. That's how good it is. That was a flex to me because he's saying, I'm going to give you one of the most traditional in the history of the NFL formations where you know exactly what we're doing. We're still going to run the ball up the middle for a score.
Do you
blouses.
Think, my question is that, please, everybody put their blouses back on. My question is, do you believe, whether Lamar Jackson plays or not, that the Bears are going to outrush the Baltimore Ravens? That's the question on the table.
And then it becomes a game of strategy, right? For the Bears wanting to be able to run the ball and needing to stop the run, the two objectives post bye week, which I still think are very much key for winning any game in the meantime until we see how this offense really comes together.
All the games.
Like in the month of November, I'm still thinking that the run game is going to be paramount here. Then that means that, number one, you're again, stop giving teams good offenses with your penalties. You know, the Saints' best offense was the Bears' penalties for a while. You can't do that against this Ravens team. I don't care who's playing quarterback. And you also can't do this when you know that you're going to run the ball and it takes more time to score. You know, that's a part of this too. This might be one of those ground and pound type games simply because both teams need it for their specific needs right now in order to win. Two insanely talented quarterbacks. But because of the scenarios that are in play, they might have to need it.
When you said two insanely talented quarterbacks, here's why I can't let that fly. One of them is insanely talented and proven. The other is very much talented, but has yet to reach the level of the other. Like Lamar Jackson and Caleb Williams are two very different categories.
There
was
a time, though, where we talked about Lamar Jackson similarly.
Yeah, before he won two MVPs.
Right.
And now what I'm saying is Caleb has not arrived in this offense. He's had one great game.
Are they in the
against
same
the Cowboys
tier? No,
under Ben Johnson.
But do they both have incredible talent? Yes.
Yeah, I guess what gives me pause on this whole exercise, if you will, as we talk about the run defense for the Bears, is the understanding that if Lamar Jackson's back there, I have a hard time understanding how they're going to stop both the run and the pass in an effective manner. But if Cooper Rush is back there, they can stop the run because they don't have to worry about the pass.
Yeah, they've made themselves one-dimensional.
Right.
But I would argue the Bears were fairly one-dimensional.
No.
Against the Saints. Not completely, but fairly. 15 passes doesn't indicate not one-dimensional.
But the difference was the Bears had the advantage of awesome field position throughout the game because they were getting turnovers and the Saints weren't doing anything.
And that's why that's key. Now, Derrick Henry, if you watch those first three games that the Ravens played in, and you could tell the look on his face was just absolutely devastated, especially after he did it in game number 2, where he had two games back-to-back where he had that issue. That was the game against Cleveland, where he fumbled the ball. That was 41-17. And then that loss against the Lions, where he did it again for his third straight game, you could tell that that affected him. And if I'm Dennis Allen and the Bears defense, that is one thing I'm absolutely gaming for. Oh, they turned the ball over just enough to matter. I know he hasn't done it in a couple weeks, but that doesn't mean we can't try as a team. That's what I'd be saying. Here's what Kevin Byard had to say about Derrick Henry.
What can't you do when you're trying to bring down Derrick Henry?
Well, don't go high, I'll tell you that. I've been on the sideline and watching that guy stiff arm everybody into the dirt. He's a future Hall of Famer, a really good friend of his. But yeah, it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be my first time since, people don't know this, but I actually played against him in college my senior year, but he's my first time actually going up against him in the league, so I'm excited for that and try to avoid that stiff arm.
Any good practice stories from trying to take him down to training camp or anything?
Well, the thing is that Derrick really never did anything during training camp. He was always on his own plan because obviously we knew he was gonna get probably 300 carries a year. So he didn't do too much during training camp, and it was nobody really wanted to touch Derrick during training camp or practice anyway. But he's one of the most hardworking players that I've ever been around. I mean, you guys seen probably his offseason workout videos, and he's just a special guy. Like I said, he's a future Hall of Famer.
Now, Kevin Byard is a former teammate of his. He also faced off against him in college. So when you consider that source, I would say that's an excellent one to understand the respect and the possible good outcomes that can happen for Derrick Henry if you're not on your game.
Respect, not deference. He understands, obviously the Ravens are a one-win team for a reason. And while they haven't had Lamar Jackson every game, they've had Derrick Henry out there. You mentioned the fumbles. The quality of competition that they face compared to what the Bears have faced is like night and day, right? When you go through like who they've gone up against, the Rams, Houston, Kansas City, Detroit, Cleveland, Buffalo. Only Cleveland is like the bad team. I guess Houston technically, but Houston's a defending division champion. And so when you look at the fumbles that he had, specifically the one in the Buffalo game, It gives you hope. Because if Josh Allen can come back from 16 down in the fourth quarter because he can't take care of the football, then that gives you hope as a defense.
Yeah, that's the first thing if I'm Dennis Allen, knowing what my team has done so far. And you know it's not going to last forever. Make it last another week. Show them what you can do when you peanut punch that ball. Show them what you do when you can try to force a strip of some sort.
The reason this is such a big measuring stick for the Bears is they can literally put them out of their misery in a sense. Because you go 1-6 to start a season, you ain't doing it, Layla. You're not going to the playoffs in this environment, even though there's 7 playoff spots in each conference now. So the Bears, they can have this. Not only did we win a game on the road in Baltimore against potentially Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, but our defense is for real. We can still run the ball. And I think Caleb Williams would have to look better to get a win in Baltimore.
The fact that the Bears can somehow win 5 games in a row in Week 8 and also put away perhaps one of the juggernauts of the AFC or thought to be in Week 8, where their season is pretty much at that point not playoffs, that's a pivotal point for both teams, and that's why this game is so compelling. We want to let you know we are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. When we have breaking news on the Score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano are our producers. You heard Brandon Fryer earlier. He's helping us out too. Grant Leader will also be helping us out today. You can text us, which a lot of people have done. You can call us 312-644-6767, and you can find us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. The Twitch mob is up and running today, talking about life expectancy. We're heavy on this Friday. We're so heavy. Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis are our video producers. Coming up next, we continue on this Football Friday here on The Score. We want to get into a little bit of what DJ Moore had to say about the Red Zone offense for the Bears, and also what Declan Doyle thinks. So we'll do that next. This is a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More Bears next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Rahimi Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I would like to just be more efficient as an offense. We'd like to throw more completions. We would like to just continue to move the ball forward. And then when we do that, we have to be better in the red zone. I think that's the other Achilles heel that we have right now. We're making it down there, but we're not scoring 7 points. We're just settling for field goals last couple weeks. So if we do those two things on offense, I think you'll see improvement.
Oh, yeah, Ben Johnson, I remember a time where you didn't even score field goals in the red zone. Little do you know how much the team has improved. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And frankly, this is the sign of a step up. You know, I remember when at the beginning of the season we were talking about just score on your first drive, and the Bears haven't always done that. But that would be such a key turnaround point for the team, because they were so bad at even simply extending drives last season. That was part of the reason they lost 10 games in a row. So I was like, just get some points. Like, scoring a touchdown on your first drive would be wonderful. That would be a massive step up. So, and now we've gone from just score points on a drive to, oh, field goals aren't good enough. Now we want touchdowns. I would say that's leveling up.
Certainly leveling up. Do you know what the Bears' red zone percentage was as far as touchdowns were concerned in 2024? Do you want to take a guess?
In 2024,
what do you want?
Touchdown percentage in the red zone.
Yes.
Number one, they'd have to get to the red zone.
Oh, fair.
But number two, when they were there, they'd have to score a touchdown? Yeah. I'm going to give this like 15%.
But hold on. No. The first part is untrue. When you said first they have to get to the red zone. No. Take that out of the equation. They are in the red zone.
I know.
What percentage of the time in the red zone?
I still just wanted to illustrate, like, getting to the red zone was still an accomplishment at the time.
Oh, yeah. So you said 15? Is that your final answer?
No, that's too low.
Exactly.
Because then they have to get to the red zone.
Mm-hmm. Work with me here.
30.
What if I told you that the Bears were 7th in the NFL in red zone touchdown percentage last year at 62.16%.
I would then ask how many times they actually got
not
to
many.
The red zone.
Not many is
because
the answer.
Because this sure sounds like a percentage that relates to a small sample size.
You said that like it was a 30 for 30. What if I told you?
What if I told you? But no, this is true.
They weren't 30 for 30. That'd be 100%.
This is true because I also want to slay the variance dragon in the playoffs because that is a load of stuff. I was really going to say it there.
So,
but like same with because the Dodgers and the Astros are here to tell you the variance doesn't matter when you have good rosters. So yeah, I'm here to slay that dragon too.
All right. So you said 62.1%. What do you think the red zone touchdown percentage is this year?
Well, they get to the red zone more often, and I know that they're not scoring as many drives when they get there, according to the team. So it's probably lower than 62% because they would want it higher.
I like
I'm
going to
say 47 or 48.
Oh, you're so close. They are a 50% team scoring touchdowns when they get to the red zone. That ranks tied for 21st in the NFL. So you see, they get there a lot more now.
Do you have the numbers of the trips for 2024?
I do not have the number for the trips, but I'll get
it
that.
It was four. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, no, it was more than four, but I don't
it
know.
It felt fairly futile.
It was fairly futile.
Like, percent of my life, like, it was 15% of the time I was watching a Bears game.
The reason I wanted to point that out, Layla, is because I believe that this game and whether or not the Bears can win this game, while yes, it does depend on the ability to run the football and stop the run, first and foremost, I think the Bears can take another big step forward and get a dub by simply doing a better job when they get to the red zone. Because they've gotten there plenty of times in 2025. There's a reason they're a top 10 scoring offense in the league. It's because they get a lot of field goals, and they also get some touchdowns along the way, too.
Yeah, they have another game yet again where they can say they're the only team who, in every single game they've played, has scored at least 21 points. So that is a big piece of this. And what's funny is, in 2018, on this station, I remember saying to Lawrence, I didn't like the amount of trick plays they had to use in order to score touchdowns. I thought that wasn't the sign of a healthy offense. I say that now knowing that this is a much deeper work in progress. And at the time I was saying it, it was around December. Yeah, if we're talking about this in December, then it's a different issue. But talking about it right now, still in October, where we know that this is something they're working on, I'm okay with it. Even if they score one more touchdown inside their red zone trips, like, you know, and it varies when it comes to how many they're going to score and how many times they're going to get there. But even one would change that number drastically.
Yeah, I mean, they're averaging 25 points a game right now. Last year, they averaged 18.2 points per game. That is a they're averaging a touchdown more this season than last season. Well, that's already a huge improvement.
And it was the yards per game last year. You know, there's a bunch of ways you could tell the offense was not up to snuff.
And so when we're looking at this, you have to understand that Ben Johnson, on the one hand, is doing a marvelous job of making sure that your prayer from 2024 is answered. That prayer was, get a first down, don't go three and out.
Seriously. I mean, I'm not asking
how many
for
games?
The world, you know? But when it comes to just the desire to have functioning offensive possessions.
Because how many three and outs did we saw way too many games start where it was just three and out. All right, that was the Bears' first possession. And so that's why we were all marveled at the beginning of game one when they marched down the field and score a touchdown. And it's become kind of a thing that the first possession at least won't be a three and out in most cases under Ben Johnson.
Ah, a familiar voice chimes in on our text line. 773, Midway Jimbo. I'd love to find out percentage of drives ending in points last year and versus rest of league. Yeah, those are the stats, Midway Jimbo, that NFL teams actually use when they're talking about measuring their own data and measuring how they can be more successful. Like, when Ben Johnson is telling us about this, this isn't some throwaway talking point. This is very much the goal for the team. That transparency is not lost on me. And then to up the ante, it is reiterated by Declan Doyle. Let's hear what he had to say about how they're working on this right now.
Really, it's we're always planning, especially in the passing game. It's like, hey, here is primary. All right, here are your contingency plans. Here's your progression. And then when that play breaks down, really it becomes that second act that we've been talking about. But his mobility has to come into play. I think I said it before, but quarterbacks are erasers at times of, like, you know, whether that's a game planning error or they're playing something different than we maybe would have thought. at times, you know, one's not open, two's not open, three's not open, and he's got to go make a play and be special. And, you know, Ben talks about that, like, when is it time to put on that Superman cape and go be special? And at times, you know, he can go do that, and you love seeing it. You know, we saw it in the Minnesota game early in the year, you know, him scrambling and making that play. It's just really coaching him on, you know, when we want to do that and making sure that we've exhausted all options before we do it.
Safe to say the red zone's a good time to go put on the cape?
Anytime that it breaks down, it may be time to put the cape on. But, yeah, absolutely. And obviously that's an area that we're working really hard to improve there. It's you know, an area that we haven't really met our standard down there quite yet, and so that's obviously something that we're working on.
And you know what's funny is, on the flip side, how many times have we said about a Bears defense, oh, you know, they allowed a big play between the 40s, for example, or between the 20s, but their bend don't break, and then they would keep teams out of the end zone. Like, this is the real battle here.
So I have those numbers that you wanted, by the way.
Oh, me and Midway Jimbo?
The number of times that they were in the red zone last year compared to this year. Are you ready?
And we're only in week 8.
All right. So I've got average per game.
Okay.
So per game last year.
Even better. Where'd you get it? Where did you go for this?
I went to teamrankings.com.
Teamrankings.com is good.
They have a lot of different stats.
They also have like the penalty numbers really well.
You could do a lot of stuff on this website. But here's the important thing. Last year under Matt Eberflus and company, because, you know, you had interim coaches and such.
Eberflus and company. Yes. Great midday show.
Yes. 2.2 trips to the red zone per game. That was tied for last in the NFL.
There it is. That's the one where I was like annoyed and breaking stuff.
And so this year they're averaging 3.2, which doesn't sound that much higher.
Oh, it is.
It is. It's 12%
higher.
It's 12th in the league. So it's just above middle of the pack. But more importantly, Layla, over the last three games, they're seventh in the NFL with 4.3 trips to the red zone per game. So you're getting all these trips, and you're coming up with field goals way too often.
Well, and that's how you bust up the scoreboard here. That's when you're able to rack up the points. You know, we talk about like outgetters. That's point getting time right there. That's when you're stacking points, not just stacking wins. That's how you become the best offense in the league.
So the reason I wanted you to make sure you understood that the 4.3 was over the last three games, and that's a much higher number of trips.
It means you're more effective.
Well, you're getting there more often. Over those last three games, they're only converting touchdowns. Remember, it was 50% for the season.
Right.
30.8% of the time.
Significant drop off.
And we see it with our eyeballs.
Frankly, correlates with what we've seen in the passing game a little bit.
Yeah.
When there were only 15 and 17 completions, respectively.
And it sounds like if Caleb Williams were to opt to use his legs a little more opportunistically inside the 20, perhaps that could loosen things up in the end zone when he wants to pass.
It's also a solution to things like, oh, Colston Loveland needs to be more involved. Nobody's complaining when a tight end catches a pass for a touchdown.
I think Colston Loveland is going to catch a touchdown. That's my gambling advice for this week from me, is to say, go ahead. I don't know what the number is, but that anytime touchdown for Colston Loveland, go ahead and dial that up, because I don't think Cole Kmet's playing this week.
Done and done on FanDuel. That is one of the, I think, the props that you can have. So that's good to know. Speaking of that, we should probably mention the Bears injury report, and I kind of don't want to.
Why not?
Because it's big.
Don't let the facts hurt you.
It's big, and there's a lot. Roschon Johnson didn't practice. Game status unspecified. This is per NFL when they refresh it. Braxton Jones did not practice. Cole Kmet didn't practice. Tyreek Stevenson didn't practice. Braxton Jones, by the way, they say it's a knee. Joe Tooney didn't practice, but it was rest, a.k.a. older. Giggle.
I like that you said older, not just old.
Because he's not old. You know, like when you've got Joe Flacco earning money here and Aaron Rodgers, like...
They play quarterback.
Over 37, then you're old.
They
probably not play an offensive line anymore, though, either. Kyler Gordon back on the injury report. He was limited in practice on Thursday with groin/calf.
Don't love that.
What happens in the middle? Your hamstrings okay, though? Your quads okay for now?
Yeah.
DJ Moore, hip limited. DeAndre Swift, groin limited. That's something that we knew was an issue last week. Austin Bicker, remember they opened up the practice window on him, full participant with his knee. Grady Jarrett, full participant, and that's up from being limited on Wednesday. Amen Obamamiga, he is a full participant in practice. Cairo Santos was full, and Nashawn Wright was full. So
important, Nashawn Wright ago. Tyreek Stevenson, scary. Kyler Gordon, how you feel about getting back out to the outside a little bit more this week? Because I think that's a real thing.
It's going to have to be. The way Dennis Allen was able to use the combination of Jaquan Brisker and Kyler Gordon, even at the line of scrimmage, junk up the front, as Spencer Rattler liked to say.
Yes.
You giggle. It's a giggle cringe every time from
there's
Marshall.
No. There's no cringe.
I don't know if you're swallowing your laugh there or what.
Well, I'm swallowing what I was about to say in response to it because it was inappropriate. You know, I try to be very reverent on this program.
It's a Friday.
Oh, we let loose on Fridays?
I mean, a little bit. We try to. It can't all be heavy.
But it is heavy because it's a lot of junk in the front.
But that's what happened. Watch the game Sunday and tell me you're not going to say that when you're watching it. You're going to say it.
I think what concerns me a little bit is that Roschon Johnson's two-game rush streak is in jeopardy now if he doesn't play because he's rushed the ball in each of the last two games, and he's averaging 8.5 yards per carry.
There
with
it
those
is.
Those two rushes.
847, brilliant point out of you, and one I love to point out as well. They could call more rollouts.
Yeah.
Like, ludicrous would be in my head if I were an offensive coordinator, because I'd just be like, roll out. And it's about the same rhythm, actually. When you look at it during the play, the amount of time it takes him to say roll out is about the amount of time you should hit one of the hash marks, is it not?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
630 groin calf sounds like a Shane's Meats question. We can't talk about that segment anymore, ever again. And it's not for the reasons you'd think. We just decided right after it happened that we should never play it again. So let's mention, by the way, the Baltimore Ravens injury report, because I saw a name that's on there. He's a full practice, and it's really just an excuse to say his name. Roquan Smith. You remember him well. How is he going to come out on Sunday? Let's talk about that next. The former Bears linebacker facing his former team. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Score. We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
At what point did you become, did it come pretty clear to you that wasn't going to come together?
That's an ongoing, just a thought process that you're taking the information that you learned from the preseason and as we got started and through the season to be like, all right, what am I comfortable doing? And then you also want to see there's a new staff. So you want to see how everything's going to gel together. So at that moment, it was, we got to today or this past couple days, and it was like, all right, I think the best option for this team is to move forward.
That was Ryan Poles in 2022 talking about at that point what was considered the focal point of the Bears defense, Roquan Smith. Roquan Smith, as we know, ended up going to Baltimore in exchange for pick number 32, which in exchange became Chase Claypool.
How you feel about that? Just in retro, now that we're a little bit away from the trade that actually happened and we know it
actually
has transpired since.
I correct myself. Pick number 32 was the Bears.
Wait.
And it ended up being, that was the Bears pick that ended up being Chase Claypool.
Yeah, because the Bears traded that pick to.
They got a second round pick in exchange for Roquan, but it wasn't the Ravens, which would have been lower in the draft.
Yeah.
I still relate Chase Claypool to trading Roquan Smith. It's all bad. It's bad when you consider it. By the way, I don't know if you guys knew this, but there was a restructure of Roquan Smith's contract that he ended up signing with, as we know, the Baltimore Ravens. So about a month ago, they ended up restructuring his contract to convert $12 million of his $15 million base salary into a bonus. The move freed up $8 million in cap space, so they had $10.6 million total, according to SpotRack. That happened last month. But it's just, again, an example of what you thought was going to happen when you traded that player. And I'll never forget Matt Eberflus saying, oh, well, we wouldn't have drafted an off-ball linebacker at 9. As if it mattered. Roquan left all the way to the bank. 5 years, $100 million contract that he signed in January of 2023. $60 million in guaranteed money. The average annual salary was $20 million. He also became a focal point of the Ravens' defense, as we recall. Started the season this year, 10 tackles, 8 of them were solo. That was against Buffalo. 15 against Cleveland, and then 8 of those were solo. Now, the numbers dropped off a little bit, but we know he had been dealing with injury. That's why he was on the injury report. Point being, I think until this season, the Bears end up with Tremaine Edmonds, who I think was underutilized in Matt Eberflus's defense. That's looking a lot better for the Bears, at least in retrospect, from the Tremaine Edmonds part of this. You can't help but think that he, Roquan, is going to be fired up to play Sunday.
Yeah, like, is it not a normal reaction to want to show up the team that traded you away or the team that didn't give you what you wanted and felt like you deserved? You feel a little bit disrespected, especially after the comments that Ryan Poles made about off-ball linebacker. So, yes, he's going to want to. It's just a matter of, is he going to just put it out there how he really feels?
So in that 2023 second round, we mentioned Chase Claypool was part of the deal because the Bears pick gets traded for him. We know how that went down. The Bears also got that other 2023 pick from the Ravens, the second rounder, that ended up being Jervon Dexter. and Noah Sewell, a 2023 fifth rounder. Did the Bears win the trade? And this is no offense to Noah, who does a great job, or Jervon Dexter. No. No, they did not. They did not. They ended up still spending a lot of money when they signed Tremaine Edmonds. Roquan got what he wanted. And that's one of those where at the time, you know, I thought to myself when Ryan Poles drafted him, like, yeah, you had to move up to get him. But at least he was producing for you once he got to the team. Various reports now out of Baltimore as to how fired up Roquan Smith is going to be to face his former team. Let's listen to what Roquan had to say first.
I'm excited about the matchup for sure. Haven't gotten a chance to play Chicago since I've been here. You know, grateful for all of my time in Chicago. A lot of amazing people over there. Got a tremendous amount of respect. But obviously, it's the team that's on the schedule, and every team on the schedule has to get dealt with accordingly. You have to be the best version of yourself week in and week out, and it happened to be the Bears. So obviously, I have probably a lot of friends and family and stuff that'll be in, but it's about me doing my job to the best of my ability and showing the world exactly who I am.
And you know what's funny is I will still run into Roquan out and about in the summer in Chicago in the offseason.
So you're saying you prefer Chicago to Baltimore?
Like, he still likes being here. You know, he was one of those people who really liked living here, liked being a part of the community, would be out and about, say hi to people. Like, that part of it was really part of it for him. And I think that does mean more. You know, similar to what we heard from Dennis Allen last week, when somebody didn't want you. Now, the way he went about it, I'm sure, had a factor in all of this. He put Ryan Poles on blast and challenged him from the beginning of Poles' tenure. And Poles was actually pretty savvy in how he handled it at the time. But the results are the results.
What 20-something-year-old millionaire athlete would not love summertime shy? Let's be honest.
But you know how it is. People are used to being somewhere. They will stay there. If they want to train, that's a big part of it, too, is where they train.
Yeah,
where their family is, where their kids are.
I think, I don't know if he has kids or anything, but I think he just loved Chicago in a pure sense of, when I was his age, I would love any big city that was doing big things in the summertime.
But the point is, like, this is a guy who wanted to be part of the community. Like, he liked Chicago. Like, when he says it, it was genuine, you know, and you would see him out and about, and that helps prove it. Like, he was authentic in that. Now, Zach Orr, his defensive coordinator, was a little more pointed in what he had to say.
I think Roquan Smith, he's obviously one of the best linebackers in football, and you cannot take that away from him. He's done that consistently over his career. I thought that he was playing really good football for us before he had the injury in Kansas City. So whenever you get one of the best players in the league back, it's great, man. And he's looked great these last couple weeks throughout the bye week and this weekend. He's ready to roll, man, and I'm excited to go see him play Sunday. He's been going about his business, you know, the same as he does any week. But I know deep down, just knowing him, that, he wants this one. He's going to go out there and prepare the right way to make sure that he can do whatever he can to help us play good defense and get a win.
I'm just picturing, I love this reference that I use it all the time, the Forrest Whitaker Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, no. They didn't have to bust out his car, did they, to get him motivated?
No. Well, that was the cover-up. The cover-up was when they busted up his car, and then he thought that it was vandalism for the other team.
That was the point. You got to get him motivated somehow, so I hope nobody busted up any of his toys in the locker room or whatever else they got going on over there in Baltimore.
I feel like Roquan already felt like things were busted up.
Listen,
we might see him get shot out of a cannon. He's also led the team in the breakdown, you know, where they speak to the team before the game, right, to get everybody hype. I could see that happening Sunday.
So I think for Roquan, I applaud his ability to make it sound professional in the way that he was approaching the Bears. But we all know what he wants. He wants to show up Ryan Poles and company. That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, he wants to tackle everybody who's ever stepped on the field in the history of the Bears right now.
If he could tackle Walter Payton himself, he would do it. Like, he wants to sack Jay Cutler. He wants to
go back in time and sack Sid Luckman.
He wants to ruin the Bears while also sparking his own team to be a possible playoff team. Because remember, if they lose, it's
Nick
bleak.
Nick Foles, you name it.
Not Nick
Andy
Foles.
Andy Dalton.
Not Dalton.
He's going to go to the other game and just sack Andy Dalton for the heck of it.
Wow, you really took me somewhere with that.
We're just in metaphor land. Just any Bears quarterback. Let's go. So I expect to see a motivated game out of Roquan. The better question is, how's it going to go down? Especially when you know the Bears want to run the football.
Well, he's going to have his chance. He's going to have opportunities, it would seem.
There's a good way to continue this conversation. Another voice that I think is going to be key on this joins us next. Adam Hoge of the CHGO Bears podcast. Let's go down memory lane with Adam and think about what happened at the time of that trade, but also what we expect to see out of this Bears-Ravens game on Sunday. We do that next. Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.